Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know him to break him.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season. Streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yes! Welcome. Happy Thursday. Am I supposed to treat this like I wasn't just on for the last 2 hours? it's Beamer in for Beamer. How you doing? 803-0930, star 930. And, you know, hey, I disagree with Dan, obviously, politically. I'm glad he called in. I wish other politicians, as misinformed as they may be, would act like Dan. Again, we can have a disagreement. We can have a phone call. He did talk about ethics and the ethical thing. Again, I go back to Democrat voters in Virginia. They voted a guy in who said he wants to shoot his Republican opponent and their children. So you want to get to the ethical speech. I got a few pushback on that. Before Dan and Mark called in, we were talking about dating apps. And I kind of want to pick back up on dating apps. But first, I'm going to switch gears. So my wife just texted me, our dog getting sick. He's been, let's just say, passing blood. And this has been going on for a few months. We changed his food. I was making homemade food, you know, rice, chicken, peas, all that stuff. And for a while, seemed like it was working. He wasn't pooping on the floor. He had solid, I'm sorry if you're eating lunch right now, solid poop. Like everything was looking good. The last week, we've kind of had a reversal. He's having accidents in the house again, lots of blood. And, you know, to get an answer on anything is never easy. But I want to know from the callers out there, because, you know, a dog, I've talked about this before, a dog is like a family member. It is a family member, right? I mean, before we had a kid, my wife and I would have our dog in our Christmas card every year. Love that thing, right? But, I mean, he's obviously struggling. You know, he's passing blood, as I said, and not just once or twice. It's every time he goes. Or he can't pass at all. And he'll sit outside, you know, straining for 10, 15 minutes. Now, you know, I go back to when I first started here. And I was working Saturday morning. And my parents called me and, you know, said that the dog that my parents had had for 16 years, right, got when I was in elementary school, they were going to have to put the dog down. It's the first time I ever had a, you know, beside a goldfish or my cat. You know how I feel about cats. This was the first time I ever had to put it up with, you know, an animal dying. And I said it that day, Tanner. I said, you know, my childhood is officially over when Gretel died. It was very sad. It was very depressing. And my parents got two dogs after that. Sadly, they've both passed on. So I want to hear from you to kind of help me with the next few steps. How do you finally make that decision? Because again, I go back to my parents' dog was sick. I mean, she couldn't even walk down the stairs. She would just fall down the stairs. We took her to the vet once. She showed all this energy. Went back home. Wasn't moving again. Next day, finally just had to say, she's not getting any better. Dogs can't talk to you. I've told my wife, I've said, beside the blood in his poop, he's active. He's eating. My dog doesn't miss a meal. He eats all of his dinner and some of my son's, right? So he shows this energy of a young puppy. He is 13. And for his breed, that is old, right? So the sad thing is, it's in your hands. Most people aren't going to wait for nature to take over and find their dog dead when they get home. So I thought I would use this segment to hear any stories, making that decision, and, what did you ultimately do? The vet says they're not going to tell you, right? A vet's not going to tell you. Beside the blood in his poop, he seems fine. And that's not me crying. I'm losing my voice. He's beside bloody poops all over the floor. He seems fine. Except for the last few days when he's really started straining to go to the bathroom. He's lost his hearing. But you're not going to put a dog down because they can't hear. Right? He hasn't been able to hear for like a year now. You walk in the house, he has no idea. He used to run to the door. Now you can walk in the house, he's asleep. He won't get up. And then he's shocked when he finally notices you're in the house. Obviously I want to do whatever I can to keep the dog as long, but I don't want the dog to suffer. And the vet can't tell you if he's suffering or not. No one's talking to the dog. And like I said, appetite's good. Appetite's probably better than it was before. I had never seen this dog jump on the counter before. Not that he can reach it, but man, every time my son likes to take his food off the table and put it on the counter and say, all done. And then my dog likes to jump up and attempt to get the food off the counter. So I look at that and I go, well, this dog's still eating, right? This dog's eating, doesn't let a scrap of food go without him, licking it up. But it's getting to the point where he is clearly struggling. So I want to know your experiences with this. And when do you know the time it's time to, make that decision? 803-0930, star 930. Let's go to Beth in Lancaster. Hey, Beth.
Hi, Joe. I'm sorry you're going through this with your doggy.
Well, thank
you. It's not easy. I'm sorry. So I've had many pets. Over the 40 years that my husband and I have been married, they don't live as long as people, and a lot of times we had more than one at a time. So we've had a lot of pets, and I'm feeling for you. I am. I would say that my biggest advice is that they look to you for all things. They look for you to take care of them, and they look for you to feed them and play with them. But ultimately, they look for you to help them with this, too. And they need you. And in a lot of ways, I think pet owners think of it, instead of thinking of it as you let them down or you killed them or, there's all these horrible things, you could see it as you were there. You were responsible. You when it was time. You did it. It was what you needed to do. And it's the most difficult thing to decide. And the other thing that I would advise is that if he's, I'm not saying go take him today. That's not what I'm saying. And you'll know when it's time, but don't not do it. Don't do it today.
Yeah.
But you could run into a real urgent situation and you might want to spare that. He's okay now. Now, I remember this. I'm not saying this will happen to you. My brother had a dog. A lot of issues. They said they took him to the vet. They kind of thought he was in a bad way. They were going to wait it out. Well, they wait. He was a big dog. They waited it out, and in the morning, he was gone, and there was blood everywhere.
Mm.
So bad. He could end up crying in a bad situation. He could end up real, and you got to take. If you're ready for that, you can. If you want to be on guard 24 hours and think, okay, at any given time in the middle of the night, we'll go do this, or you can say, you know what, 2 weeks, we're going to put this on a calendar and we're going to go do this this day. This is the day. And if things are, if he's really good at that time, don't. Then set a different day. But it's hard.
It is. I'm telling
it's
you.
Hard.
It's a tough, tough decision.
But you're not letting him down. You're being there for him. Now, I had a dog that I took her to the vet. And I said, you know, she's kind of having a good day. And he said, this is a good day? And I said, yeah. He says, well, she's in a lot of pain. Oh, boy. So we set a day. And when we took her bed, too, and we had her on the floor. I was never for this on the table. You know, this can go any way you want it to go. It can go in your car. It can go in your house. That's a lot of money. You can be on the floor. Don't tell somebody you got to be on a cold table. You do not. So we were on the floor with her in her bed, and she plopped in her bed and looked at me like, I'm never getting out of this bed again. She was so grateful. She was done. And she told me it was, well, no, we set the date, and when we took her, it was time. So,
yeah.
Does it help?
Yeah. Oh, Beth, now I got to ask you one more question. You talked about your brother that, you know, waited too long. Have you ever, obviously not to the extent where blood was all over the place, but have you ever, you know, taken a pet to the vet and said, yeah, I waited a few too many days?
I have. No. I have had a pet that had a little stroke kind of right in front of us. We kind of waited it out overnight. He had to go down the next day. I had a dog, that little doggy that I was just telling you about. I had a dog that died tragically that you can't do anything about. And geez, cats, I don't know. You know, when it's time. Well, the very first cat we had her for 16 years. And my husband said, I said, we have to take her. We bought a new house. She's not coming. She's not coming to the new house with us. And I grew up with pets, and he did not. He says, how can you do that? He said, she's walking around and she's eating like she's alive. How can you do that? I said, no, it's time. She's 16 and she's not using her litter box, and she's living in the basement, and she's can't come to our new house. It's time. So it's a very difficult decision to make. And afterwards, I'd like to think that you're super sad, so sad, but that you're proud of yourself that you stepped up and did what you needed to do when it was time, and that you didn't let it go in a way that then he was afraid or something. I'm not telling you to do it today. I'm not telling you to do it tomorrow. Right. I'm not telling you to put your dog down. I'm saying that when you're evaluating these types of things, instead of feeling like you did a bad thing, it's important to know that you are doing the responsible thing. When you took that pet on and you saw him from the beginning, did you have him a puppy?
My wife did. I adopted him 5 years after she had had him.
So the vet said...
I'm the adoptive stepfather.
She said one time, many times... Oh, we had the same vet that put for 30 years. She's put all our pets down. If we had to put them down, she's the one that's done all of them. And she says, you know what? It's so beautiful when a pet knows the same owner from the beginning of their life to the end of their life.
Yeah.
What a blessing that is. It's all a blessing. And I'm sorry that you're going through this, and I will wait to hear how you make out. And
thank you so much, Beth. Your words are very calming, and I really, really appreciate you sharing your experience. Thank you, Beth.
You will do the right thing.
Thank you.
You will when it's time.
Thank you, Beth in Lancaster. Really appreciate the kind words. Let's go to Sue in Buffalo. Hey, Sue.
Hi, Beamer. I've had 5 dogs in my lifetime. I'm in my 70s. And was involved in each of the dogs having to be put to sleep. One of the things one of my vets said, the animal will let you know a lot of times. The dog had like colitis, and you could feed, the dog was eating, but the dog wasn't getting any nutrients from that food. So its skin was like hanging on its skeleton. And finally, one day, had an ice cube in my hand. The dog wouldn't even lick the ice cube, and I knew that was the day. Took the dog out. You have a choice of being there with the animal or not. That's kind of up to you. The other dog, it was this dog's sister. They were litter mates, lived about another 4 or 5 years past the first dog. She had cataracts that you could see in her eyes. She was starting to lose her hearing because she wouldn't go to the door when the doorbell rang. They'd taken a tumor off her hind leg twice. The third time, they wanted to amputate her leg. She was a boxer. They carried all their weight up front. She couldn't hear. She couldn't see. I was not going to let her be, at 13 years old, a 3-legged dog. It is. You cry for days. It's very upsetting. But think of it true that the veterinarians still have a choice. Look what they do with some of those racehorses that break a leg. They put that horse to sleep because that horse would never be able to run again. The veterinarians have a choice with your pet. You don't have a choice with people. You could go and see a loved one for years suffering either mental disabilities or physical disabilities. And we haven't quite gotten to the solution where, well, just, you know, overdose them with some pain medicine, and that's the end of it. For the pet, I think it's the kindest thing you can do, so that animal does not have to suffer.
Sue, thank you so much. I agree with you. My dog's 13 as well, and if it came down to that, I definitely would. Would not let him be a 3-legged dog. But, you know, 13, it's at the back end of his life expectancy, so he's lived a good life.
Right, right. And you've had the opportunity to be with him, and that's the important thing. I think sometimes the pet, like the previous lady says, the pet, you're doing the kindest thing for the pet.
For sure. Hey, Sue, really appreciate the call. Sue in Buffalo. 803-0930-STAR-930. We got to get to news and then back to your calls. You guys are helping me. Yeah, I appreciate the words. I appreciate the experience. We'll hear yours after this on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Joe Beamer, News Radio 930 WBEN. Love this song. Top 10 favorite song of all time. Of the 80s. No, I'll say all time. Tears for Fears. At the end of that song, they say, funny how time flies. The older you get, you kind of realize that that's a very true statement. 803-0930, star 930. So, I wasn't going to do this, but my wife texted me, said that our dog is back to just not acting well, right? Seemed like, you know, the new diet had kind of reversed whatever was going on, but now he's back to pooping blood and, you know, not being able to control his bowel movements. And when he is outside, straining for like 10, 15 minutes, and it's just blood that comes out. So, you know, I mean, he's at the life range for the kind of dog he is 12 to 15 years. He's 13. But you know, it's never an easy decision, and I want to know your experiences with this and making that ultimate decision. 803-0930 star 930. Ron, thanks so much for hanging on.
Hey, not a problem at all. Very tough subject, and I'm actually glad that you went to it because it's a good skip from politics, you know, between an owner and a person, it's all love. And in politics, it's not always like that. It can be more emotion than facts.
100%.
You know, it's a good way to relate and a good message these days. But with my dog, I've only had one, probably one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. And it was tough because it was a family dog growing up. So I wasn't the sole decision maker, but it sounds like you're all be on the same page. And like any good dog owner, you're trying to do your research and figure it out. And with my dog, you could tell as they were getting older, you go to a vet, they're going to tell you everything you can do. And what your dog's really, you know, and I don't think there's any one way, you know, there's no step-by-step for this. But it is good to get as many opinions as you can, I suppose. And my dog had a lot of issues. And I mean, it makes you think back to what could I have done? Should I have used this food the whole time?
Yep.
Could I have expanded their life? You know, what did I do wrong? But in the end, my dog lived till she was 16. It was a long life, probably a little longer than she should have. And it just, I mean, when they become to lose interest in life, I guess, you know, they're not interested in things they used to be interested in. It sounds like your dog still has some interest in life in it. And
when food's around,
even when food's around, though, it becomes, you know, you're trying to get them to eat. You're trying all sorts of different things. You're the vet's losing ideas. You're 9 ideas deep. I mean, at our point, I was a little upset because I just wanted the dog to be comfortable. I didn't want to put it down, obviously, but I wanted, like hospice does, I wanted to give it medication to keep it comfortable, and my family wanted it to do what the vet said, and I kind of disagreed because I could tell she wasn't comfortable, and she was shaking and didn't sleep well, and when she was on the harder stuff, she did. And towards the end, on her last day, it was tough because she started licking again, but she couldn't use her legs, so it was kind of easy for us to know, but she was... Like I said, she was alive too long. I mean, she stopped licking. We tried to give her ice cubes. Her mouth was always dry. She had bad breath.
So tough.
I guess, yeah, when they stopped doing... Yeah, I mean, if you have a... Even if you have to put a diaper on your dog, but it's enjoying life, that's one thing. But when you can tell that your dogs, they're shaking, they're not getting good sleep, they're not interested in chasing a bone, that, you know, they can't run, their knees are bad, they're... You know, the kidneys are failing. So anything, when you can just tell that your dog's in some sort of pain, it's almost like a person. I mean, with people, you can even tell when they stop eating. And these days, we push them back in the rehab and try and keep them alive too long sometimes.
Right.
Because, you know, they're part of our family like a dog is. But, I mean, what is the humane thing to do? That's a question that, you know, nobody can hit on the nail on the head, but I guess that's really where it was at, when you could just tell that there wasn't much else to do, and the what you could do were the extremes. And when this dog can't really walk anymore, when they're shaking all the time, and you can just, you know, you just know they're not comfortable anymore, and they're almost ready to go. And
it's up to you to make the right decision.
It was really the lack of interest. Yeah, it's really just the lack of interest in life, and that's not depression when they're that old. That's being ready to go, I think, personally. And I don't want to take up too much of your time, but
no, man, I totally get it. And you know, like you said, I mean, my dog's having accidents all over the house, but he is still eating. Now, I will say, when there's food not around, he doesn't, you know. He would, when I would bring my son down in the morning, he would like jump up and start, you know, whining and barking. And he doesn't do that as much. You know what I mean? Like, there are things that you stop doing. But again, he has a great appetite and he likes to go out for walks. It's just, man, to watch him struggle to get anything out when he's going to the bathroom is, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah, that sounds tough. I mean, that seems like the vet might be able to help with, we use the stool softener.
Yes.
Droplets sometimes. And they might not want to eat that, you know what I mean? And you do what you can to get them to eat, add something that might not be healthy for them, but whatever, you know, they only have so much time left.
Exactly, yeah.
So,
hey, Ryan.
I mean, and then, but when nothing else is working, I mean, it's really, you know, and nothing really makes them happy, rarely. It's just, it is what it is.
Hey, man, appreciate the call. Well said, man. Well, Ron in DePue, 803-0930, star 930. Just want to give an update on flight delays throughout the nation because of the shutdown. My mother, who calls into the show quite often, was supposed to fly out for Nashville. That flight was delayed for like 2 hours, but she's on a plane. I don't know if there's other examples of that at the Buffalo Airport. If there are, send me a text, 803-0930, star 930. Would like to know how that's affecting here in Buffalo. Glenn is in Fort Erie. Glenn, you've had a similar situation?
Oh, I've had many similar situations, Joe. And by the way, I'm a Medi alum, class of 99.
Shout out.
Yeah. The best advice, when I was working as a vet tech, the best advice that I got from a dear friend of mine who was one of the vets down there was, you choose the time, don't let the time choose you. Because what happens, like the first lady I believe that was on there speaking, is you do not want to have it be a Saturday night or a Sunday, whatever, when everything's closed and your dog is in such horrific pain that it's crying and whining and actually howling in pain, and you're there doing with absolutely nothing you could do. So you have to kind of watch, and it's almost like looking at your animal. It's not an animal. It's your family. It's your family, and you got to look at it, and it's treat the dog the way that you would treat yourself. And I know if I ever got to a point where I couldn't do certain things like that, I'd rather have the vet or somebody come and, you know, it's time. It's quality of life. It's not quantity. It's quality. And if your dog hasn't got the quality of life, and it's from what you're saying, I wouldn't go out and do it today, but I think the idea of setting a time for a week down the road or 2 weeks down the road, but you got to do it before. I had one situation. I have had the luxury of owning the perfect dog. I had the perfect dog at one time. And that's one of the dogs that I wish I could have cloned and kept forever, 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 forever. You can't replace them. But the point is, I waited too long. And my poor dog was out in the back. We had to carry her outside so she could have a poop. And the one time that I carried her outside, she bent over to have a poop, and she just screamed. So I put her in the back of my car, drove her down to the vet's. They took x-rays, they did this, and it ended up, what happened was she broke a bone in her back. Her back had been, she was so old, so arthritic, that her backbones were hollowing out. And, I mean, that was, weeks before that, I should have known.
Let me ask you, Glenn, because, you know, the vet, the vet will look, but the vet will never give you, like, an answer. Like, the vet will never say, the dog down.
No.
Easier that would be for a lot of owners if the vet was just like, if it were me, I'd put it down.
But they can't. They can't. They can't. There's something in. If you ask your vet if he can, ask him the next time you go. Ask him or her the next time you go to the vets. Can you tell me when to? And they're going to look at you and say no. I can't. I can't tell you. You have to know. You know your dog.
Yeah.
And by the way, if the dog's stool, is it bright red or is it dark?
Mostly.
Is it dark?
Mostly dark red, and it's at times that's coming out more than poop.
Okay, then if it's dark red, it's coming from inside of your dog's stomach. If it's frank blood, which is bright red, it's coming from, it's usually coming from hemorrhoids, something to that effect.
Right.
Like bright red blood, you really don't worry that much about. When it's a dark red, that means there's something going on in their stomach, and she's got a problem.
And on top of that, I mean, the last solid poop this dog took was like a week and a half ago.
Yeah, well, you're almost there. You're almost there. Again, I can't tell you. I've had dozens of dogs. True, at one time we had three dogs. We had three dogs, four cats, and a raccoon living in our house.
A raccoon?
Absolutely.
Wow.
And when I went to Madai in '99. When I went to Madai, that's when I had the raccoon living here, and my classmates were giving me grief about having a raccoon in the house, I don't want to give away secrets.
Yeah.
But the point is, the raccoon was fixed, and the raccoon had more of its shots than most people's animals do.
Mm.
So I went back to college and graduated at the age of 50.
Nice, good work.
And became a vet tech at 50, and then went on from there. And now I'm doing computers.
Oh,
I'm still, and then the pets, my dog. I got two little Yorkies now.
Still your passion?
Oh, I love them. Yeah. I wouldn't be without a pet. I would not. I would not.
Sad that were you sad when Madai had to close their doors?
Oh, God, you have no idea.
Right.
I went over and bought a couple more Madai sweatshirts. I went over to visit again. The people over there were just amazing. Was Ellie still there, Ellie Hudson?
That name doesn't ring a bell, but if they weren't in the communications program, I probably didn't know them.
No, she was more of in the administration of the whole thing.
No, I mean, because I was on student government, and I don't remember dealing with her.
Okay.
Hey, Glenn, appreciate the call, man. Appreciate the insight from everything you've seen. Thank you so much. Glenn in Fort Erie. Let's go to Linda in Wheatfield. Hey, Linda.
Hi, Joe. Just wanted to relay something to you. We had to put dogs down in the past. It is probably one of the hardest decisions you will make because they are family. They're not just pets. But when they're that bad, at that point, you're keeping them around for you instead of for themselves. An earlier caller had mentioned quality of life. And your dog sounds like he's, you know, you gave him love, you gave him a great life, and now it's time to let him go. And it is a sad decision. It's a tough decision to make, but you'll know. I pray that you know when it's time to let him go, but please don't keep him around for your own self because, you know. And honestly, when you're at the vets, if you're doing it at the vet, they do it so humanely. Like, they put us in a little room. We had the whole family gathered around. They lit a candle for them. They put them on a very soft blanket. It's just very peaceful. It's honestly too bad they don't do a humane sending off for humans that way instead of letting them linger on bells and wires.
Yeah.
But it's done so humanely and so peaceful. It's sad, but you know, like, you could just, you know, you're sending them off and they'll look around for you. So if you do make that decision, you know, don't make sure you're there for them at his last moments, because they do look for you. They want to see who's around. They, you know, you've been with them his whole life, so be with them at the end as well.
Yeah, you know, it's just, and Linda, you're so right, but it's, you know that thought, like, am I doing the right thing? Am I taking years away from the dog? You know, I mean, I don't think I am, but that's the question that will haunt me. And I don't want him to die in the house, but, like, that's the question that will haunt me.
Right, right. How old is your baby?
13.
13, yeah. But you said he's got some health issues now, and
yeah, like, he doesn't listen. He can't hear. So he's right. He's completely deaf. Right. And I mean, he is now for, I mean, about 3-4 months, you know, he goes through these phases where he'll have the bloody poops and then everything gets solid again. But I mean, this time now, he will, you know, some blood will come out, but usually it's just him straining outside for 15 minutes and clearly in some kind of discomfort.
Right, right. What does the vet advise? Like, I mean, there's no surgery, there's no...
Well, I mean, no surgery that's, you know, is 100%, right?
Yeah. Right, right.
And I mean, the dog, you know, the cockapoo's life expectancy, I mean, he's right towards the end of that. So,
right.
I mean, again, I don't want to, that's another thing. Like, I don't want to feel guilty that I didn't do everything, but within reason.
Yeah. Right. Right. So, honestly, sometimes the best thing is to let them go. And like I said, you will know, you'll know when it's time. Like, how is okay? He's going outside to use the bathroom, but is he walking on his own? Is he eating?
He's walking on his own. He's not going outside to use the bathroom. I mean, he will go if the urge hits him in the house. So
right, right. So like I said, you'll know when it's time. But you're kind of on the line here. You're on the fence right now, and I know you'll know when it's the time. You'll do the right thing. But it's done so humanely, and just so peaceful. I hope you will make a decision on it.
Well, thank you, Linda. Appreciate it. These calls are helping, and I really, really appreciate it. Linda in Wheatfield. Let's get to Jerry before we go to break. Jerry in Grand Island, your dog went through a similar episode.
Yeah, my dog had a hard time going to the bathroom. It's 13, too, and it stools too hard. And I had previously fed it some cat food. Shredded cat food, and it softens the stool, and she's okay now.
What kind of cat food?
Okay, this is a Fancy Feast Gravy Lovers Beef Feast and Gravy. It's 99 cents a can at Tops. It softens the stool. If that's what your dog is having a problem with, okay. But I don't know about the blood issue. You know,
how many days until you notice the change with the stool?
The stool on my dog changed almost in one day. It helped a lot. And it's cheap. You can try it. It softens the stool, and it's going to be immediate like it was. I can't say what it's going to be like in your dog. It's just something you can try.
It's worth a try. Yeah. Just one can?
It's not expensive. And, you know, and that because if it's check to see if the stool is hard. When your dog gets older, it's a digestive system can change. It did in my dog, so I had to stop feeding it harder dog food.
All right, what's the name of the cat food again?
This is it's a little can, but not very big, round, circular can. It's called Fancy Feast Gravy Lovers. It has a picture of a white cat head on it with green eyes. It says beef. There's different stuff, but this one is beef, feast, and gravy. And I think it'll help your dog a lot.
Well, hey, I'll try anything at this point, Jerry. Really appreciate the call. Jerry in Grand Island, 803-0930, star 930. It's Beamer on News Radio 930, WBEN. Yes, final hour here on News Radio 930, WBEN. A lot of plethora of topics we have gone over today. We've talked about the Boulevard Mall announcement. We've talked about falling for the promise of free things because nothing's ever free. We've talked about the sad decision of saying goodbye to a dog, a cat, a pet. And your texts and your phone calls and your messages on social media have been great, guys. It really helps. And you know, I mean, again, I wish that dog could live forever. But I mean, he is at the back half of his life expectancy. But again, I don't want to rush anything. And again, I appreciate all the calls, all the texts. And you guys are great. Thank you so much. I do want to get into something that has happened at the White House. But before you run away, it's not about politics. It is about the announcement the president made this morning at 11 o'clock.
This is a triumph for American patients that will save lives and improve the health of millions and millions of Americans. Amazing thing. They are amazing. Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk have agreed to provide all of their other medications to Medicaid at most favored nations prices. Most favored nations, meaning that you will pay the lowest price anywhere in the world.
This is an attempt by the administration to try to talk about how they're bringing down costs for Americans. And we saw with the election results this week that the economy is the top issue right now for so many Americans. And it was a big issue that was driving people toward Democratic candidates. And there was a sense that perhaps the president hasn't been focusing on what he has been doing since taking office on the issue of affordability.
So the announcement is certain obesity drugs will cost as low as little as $149, and Medicare will start covering them under White House deals. Now, I know I talked about the spike in Wegovy and Ozempic use and how, you know, at the same time, obesity has dropped in America for the first time in forever. With this announcement that the government is going to step in and they have a deal to make these more affordable, how likely are you to try this, what some people are calling a wonder drug? Other people, you know, say proceed with caution. But now that you could get Ozempic, Wegovy, you know, something like that, a GLP-1 for as little as $149, and if you're on Medicare, it covers it. What do you feel about that? Are you trying it? 803-0930, star 930. I have to say, because, you know, just 2 hours ago, I was talking about how, you know, the government isn't there. The government's not there to hold your hand in life, right? I've been pretty consistent with that thought. But obesity in America is a problem. It is a strain on medical places, on hospitals, right? I mean, think about how much better dealing with COVID could have been if we didn't have 48% of overweight or obese people in hospitals. Again, something the county never wanted to talk about. So as much as the government doesn't need to hold your hand, I do think if this is, and again, who knows what we're going to find out in 10, 20 years. But if this is going to make people healthier and, you know, lower the obesity rates, I would also say that if you're taking Ozempic or Wegovy, you also probably should change your diet, right? So it's sustainable results. Join a gym. Not just do campaign rallies at one, go and work out at a gym. But I can't sit here and say that I think this is an awful thing. And no matter who signed the bill, by the way, this is not partisan politics. I can't sit here and say that this is a bad thing. Because, again, the obesity epidemic in this country is it's scary. It's scary, the trajectory of numbers. And we've talked about this. We talked about this last week. You know how addicting food is. It's addicting. My gosh, I went through a year where, and Tanner knows this because we would talk about it off the air. I went through a year where I was getting the $5 bags at McDonald's or $3 Whoppers on Wednesday at Burger King. And I would fool myself and say, well, I'm going to work out for 90 minutes. This should be fine. It wasn't. Not when you're doing it 5 or 6 days a week. It's also not great for your wallet. But food is great. Food's addicting, right? It's you much rather. Now, I love a nice chicken breast with Frank's hot sauce. I can eat that all day. Put it over some greens. No dressing. Can eat that all day. But yeah, there's times like right now I feel awful. If you couldn't tell, I don't feel great. What am I craving? I'm craving a fatty meal at a fast food restaurant that won't cost me more than $5. And that's how we got to the position that we're in today with obesity, weight problems in the country. Now, under the deal, those buying injectable GLP-1 medications directly from companies will pay an average of $350 per month to start, though the drug makers have committed to reducing the price around $250 over the next 2 years. If oral GLP-1 tablets are approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, they will be $149. These prices will be available through TrumpRx. The administration's direct-to-customer website launches early next year. Now, you had Eli Lilly there and some of the representatives from the drug companies that make this. And again, I don't want to sound like a hypocrite because, you know, I don't think you should look to the government to solve your everyday problems. I don't think you should look to the government for the government to clean up a mess that you made. At the same time, I think more people being healthy is great for the country. And I think if you have struggled with your weight and you've tried everything, the fad diets of the 90s, you are tricked by snack wells, fat-free chips, and then we learned that fat-free still has a ton of calories. Remember when everything was fat-free? That was the slogan. You want to eat healthy, have fat-free chips, fat-free Lay's chips or Snackwells. They're fat-free. Yeah, we realized that, well, you're still having like 400 calories for a snack. It's not great. So as much as I do believe that the government can't hold people's hands, I do think if we can continue the downward trajectory of obesity, and we can, you know, every year see millions of people get their BMI to a healthy weight, then I think it's worth it. I think it will pay in production. Meaning, if you're losing weight, you feel good about yourself, you'll buy new clothes, you might be more likely to go out and socialize, get a gym membership. You know, you ever watch My 600-Pound Life? The successful ones, what are they doing at the end of the show? They're out playing catch with their dog. They're going on a walk with their loved one that stuck through them through the whole thing. They look back at their house and cry because of the painful memories. So I do believe that, you know, one of the top issues, now, it's not the only issue, right? We have food dyes. We have cancer. It's not the only issue facing this country. Cancer rates are up. We talked about that a few weeks ago. But some cancer can be linked to obesity. So I think if your goal is to lose weight and you can get this at a discounted price, and again, I think on top of that, you've got to change your diet, right? One of the biggest problems with these shots is once you go off them, you put the weight back on or close to the weight back on. 803-0930, star 930. I want to know. And you can call in as anonymous. Have you used the GLP-1 shots? And with the price going to be now controlled and as low as $149, is this something you would entertain to use? Now, on the Volkswagen of Vulture Park text board, a texter says, does anybody honestly think that taking a pill is going to cure the underlying problem, which is people have terrible diets? It's a Band-Aid over a bullet wound. And part of me agrees with the texter. Right? If we see this over the next few years, more and more people using this and losing weight, and then we have to take people off of these shots, if you haven't changed your diet, you're going to be right back where you are or where you were a lot quicker. But again, I applaud the efforts to get obesity down. Again, something that the county we are broadcasting from didn't want to talk about during COVID. Not once. They wanted to tell you that you going out to dinner and not putting your mask on when you went to the bathroom was why COVID was spreading. They want you to think, not spreading, why there were so many hospitalizations. But again, the New York Times pointed out the hospitalizations, 78% of them were from people who were either overweight or obese. Yet Erie County never pointed that out. So again, I've got to applaud Washington for attempting to make these affordable so people who have struggled with weight loss. And by the way, I've been in that camp. My weight has been a roller coaster for 37 years, okay? I went to college. I had an awful diet. Lost a little weight my sophomore year. Blew right back up after college. Saw a picture of me in Vegas in 2014. Lost a ton of weight. Then COVID happened, put a lot of that weight back on. And then thankfully awakened 180, got that weight right off. So I know what it's like to struggle. And I know after 10 years, you still fear that you're going to put that weight back on, right? Because one delicious dinner out where you might get that Big Mac, you might get those fries, you might get that apple pie, it might make you feel so good, you might want to go do it again. And now you're not fitting into your express pants. So I applaud the administration. Now, texters on the text board, you know, they say, we don't know the long-term effects of these drugs. These are meant for people with whose pancreas isn't working. What will it do to a healthy one? Great question, Dexter. Great question. But there are people out there who have tried everything. And you know what? They'll take the risk. They'll take the risk, hope to drop 100 pounds, clean up their diet, have a real plan going forward. So that's out of the White House today. Again, President Trump announcing with RFK Jr. and others about the weight loss drugs. This is Dr. Makary in his comments.
Is drug price spending growth. And so we're seeing a lowering healthcare drug prices. as a vehicle to make insurance more affordable.
803-0930-9930. I would love to hear from someone who has tried this. I know you might not want to put your name out there. You can call in as anonymous. You can, you know, turn off the caller ID on your phone, dial *67. But I'd like to know the experience of going through GLP-1. And if you would recommend it for people now that it is going to be a fixed cost starting in 26. Now, the text board, my only concern is there's a lawsuit because they believe that Ozempic and meds like that are causing people to lose their vision. Plus, people like me who have a rare sleep disorder, turns out that shot made it even harder for me to stay awake because that's one of the rare side effects. So if you're going to do it first, get all the information. And then another texter, and texter, this is how I feel about a lot of things. My issue is with the rest of us paying for it. But texter, let's be honest. If a medical issue happens because of obesity, say it's a person who's, you know, on Medicare, Medicaid, doesn't have insurance, we're going to end up paying for it anyway. I just think that it might be. And I'm conflicted on this, texter. I'm conflicted because to me, it might be worth it to try to lower the obesity rate by 10%. I think you do that, you have more productive, not saying that everyone who's obese is not productive. Please do not put words in my mouth. I've never said that. But there are people, again, look at my 600-pound life. There are people where it has bedridden them. If we can offer them a way out where their health improves, maybe they can get a job, right? I think it will, in the long run, pay back. I could be wrong, but in the long run, I do think it will it'll pay back. And that's my thoughts on that. Again, I am conflicted. There's still a lot of questions with these shots. I know a few people who have tried it. I know some people who it's been great, other people where it made them feel absolutely awful. They went through a few shots and they just could not continue with the nausea that it caused. On the text board, I have done the GLP-1 through a med spa and it costs $300 a month. I did lose about 12 to 15 pounds, but as you said, once I went off it, I gained it back. My doctor says it's good because it's making your pancreas not work as hard. And then agreed, but look at the weight of people on who, you know, are collecting. We shouldn't be. Yeah. Again, I mean, there's a lot of ways I think that we could fix the system when it comes to, helping people. I'm all for helping people, by the way. But as someone said on my Facebook page earlier, there's a lot of people who know how to abuse the system. Let's go to Tom in Buffalo. Tom, you were on the GLP-1 shot.
Yeah, I was on Zepbound since last December. And that was for my doctor was concerned my A1C was rising. So the Zepbound, which was covered under my, I won't say the name of the company, the healthcare, the weight loss was a bonus on it. I lost 40 pounds in a matter of probably about 8 months. But the positive sides of it, I had none of the negative side effects. I must have been one of the lucky ones. It cured my sleep apnea. It lowered my A1C. My blood pressure normalized. All my numbers that were high before, all normalized. And it was, I couldn't say, I mean, it may not be for everybody, but it definitely worked for me. It was kind of like a miracle drug there, if you will.
Now, are you still on it, or did they gradually take you off of it?
No, that's the thing. You're supposed to gradually come off it, but back in July, when it came back up for pre-authorization, my health insurance changed its criteria and cut me off right away. So
how's it been since?
I would have had to pay out of pocket $1,500 a month.
Oof.
It's not something that you know.
So how are you feeling today, Tom? How are you feeling right now?
I don't feel bad. But I will tell you that my, the, my arthritis started getting a little bit worse since I've been off it. My apnea is back. So I'm doing an out-of-pocket one on through another company that's not horrible. They run kind of a promotion, and then it's $200 a month after that. The longer you're on it, you get a percentage off of it. So it's not the same one that I was on, but I'm hoping that this brings it back to where my apnea is back under control and everything. I haven't gained any weight back or anything since I was off it. That was mid-July.
Well, oh, congratulations. Let me ask you, will you consider taking the oral pill that will be $149 under this new agreement?
I would do that. Is it, I don't know the whole thing, if that's a month prescription. Or what is that $149?
$149 per month for the oral pill that will be that will come out early next year.
Yeah, I would have no reservations about taking that whatsoever if it's the same medication.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like I said, it wasn't primarily for weight loss. It was for the other things, and it worked incredible for me. So
that's great. Tom, thank you.
The apnea part was the worst part, because that's the one where you're drowsy all day. You can't, you don't even get any sleep at night. But
so
yeah,
is the apnea fully back, or is the apnea at least under control with the cheaper over the counter one?
Well, I don't know yet. I'm going to be taking my second shot today, but I did have to go back for another sleep study. So where my machine was set at 8 before, it's now at 4. So if I had stayed off it for a period of time, I don't know how bad it would have gotten. But I'm definitely going to monitor it now and see if the apnea starts to wane again. That would be, that's my goal.
Tom, I really appreciate the call with the insight, and I wish nothing but the best on this new medication. Thank you so much. Tom in Buffalo, 803-0930, *930, the number to get on the show or on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For me, you're my ecstasy, you're the one I need.
Yeah, it's Joe Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN. Tanner, what are you doing to me, buddy? I love that song. I wanted to go see the Sphere show. Didn't. 803-0930, star 930. Now, I want to make a few things clear, okay? You know, someone says, let's see what they said. Always been an avid exerciser, sidelined for 3 months with an injury, got discouraged by weight gain, was told by someone you should just take the shot. No way. They think there'll be long-term negative effects. And then another person says, how about learning how to overcome food addiction that some deal with? That's a very big issue. Yes. No, I know. When you make food, certain parts of your day, right? I mean, we're all programmed to have breakfast, lunch, dinner. I'm not a big fan of breakfast, so lunch, dinner. I like breakfast food, but I don't eat breakfast every day. I'm not saying that's right. You know, obviously when I was on Awaken, I did eat breakfast. That's part of the plan. But when hey, I go to such and such convenience store every day, right? And especially if you work in your car. I noticed I put a lot of weight on when I was delivering pizzas after college. It's also because I got free pizza and it was amazing. It is amazing pizza and amazing barbecue wings. But it's part of, I would have the rush of dinner. Then I would walk in. No, it's there's no orders. I got a little free time. I'm going to get a slice of pizza. Dip it in blue cheese. I did that every night I worked, right? So you make it a habit, and it's worse. Like, again, before I went on Awaken, I would get home with my son, and the process was, he wants a snack. He's two, and his snack is like bananas or strawberries. So I'd put him in his chair, cut him up a snack, and then I'm getting chocolate chip cookies out of the cupboard, or you know what I mean? Like, but that was every day. Or I was having goldfish with, a Snapple tea. And right there for a snack, I've had 400 or 500 calories. So the texter's right. That is the issue. And, again, there are people who they'll try anything, right? And if you can take the shot and train, and relearn how to eat and to not fall into those habits, but it's tough. Again, I said this a few weeks ago, it's tough because you have to eat. You can't live without eating, right? You can live without smoking. You can live without alcohol. You can live without gambling. You can't live without eating. So it is a very difficult addiction. Did you know that 9% of people, talk about a curveball here. Did you know 9% of people are addicted to tanning? Now, I wouldn't know anything about that because I don't tan, I burn. And then the best tan I get is after the burn, but I don't want to risk my skin. But 9% of Americans are addicted to tanning. That's crazy. I mean, obviously, people love to be tan. And if you can tan, it's great, right? You put a little suntan lotion on, you get a nice tan in the summer, you want to keep a little bit of that color in the winter, you go to a tanning booth. But getting to the point where you're addicted to it, it's like when Kramer fell asleep in the tanning bed on Seinfeld. That's what, if you're addicted to it, I'm guessing that, the minute you notice it turning a different shade, you're back in the tanning bed. 803-0930, star 930, gets you on the show. It gets you on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Like I said, we went over a lot of things today. If anything you want to comment on, 803-0930, star 930. I did start the dating apps thing, and maybe we'll get to this later in the, there's only one day left, next week. Dating apps. So there's 30-some percent of people on dating apps are on there looking for a job, looking to network, or they think having a date to take to networking events will help their chance of getting a job. Now, this reminds me of a Hallmark movie where they came up with an app to take someone to holiday parties, right? You're single. You don't want everyone asking about your dating life while you're at these parties. So you have this app. That was the whole point of the movie. And then, hey, surprise, surprise, two people who met on the app fell in love. but to use that for work. And then there's, you know, new apps, better than Hinge. Now, Hinge, I don't think was around when I was single, right? I did the Tinder. What was the other one? Bumble. Plenty of Fish. You ever hear of Plenty of Fish, Tanner? Or you too young for that? But I'll tell you, I never met anyone on dating apps. Maybe that's just because, you know, they look at me, a five, and they swipe left. But the dating apps never worked for me. I even paid, and I remember Bella Villa and I talking about this when I was doing traffic once. I would pay for Tinder Gold. So you could see if someone swiped on you before you swipe on them. Let me tell you, if you have low self-esteem and no confidence, do not purchase Tinder Gold. Especially if you had the averages I had. I might have gone on like two dates with people I met on apps. But is that the new way to meet? Is the going to the bar and and meeting someone and striking up a conversation, dancing on the bar to Backstreet Boys? That's what I did with me and my wife's first date. And she actually said she wanted to go on a second date. Can you believe that? Is that done? You know, getting set up, right? My mom set my wife and I up. Is that just done? Or are people just too busy? Are you married to you're married to the grind, man? You married to your job? So, you know, in the free time you do have, let's go past the formalities of, hi, I'm so-and-so, can I buy you a drink? I'm not criticizing it. Like I said, I was on all the apps back in 2017. I'm just asking, like, has that taken over as the main way to meet somebody? Like, let me say that again. If you're out of school, right? Like, if you're out of college, you're single, you want to meet somebody, is the app where you go first and not the bar? Single people, what do you say? 803-0930, star 930. My buddy, I love him to death. Love him to death. But he's always texting me about, you know, somebody met on the apps, they went out. Sometimes they went out a few times. Or, you know, you go out and you don't click with that person at all. Now, that's where cheap Joe Beamer comes in, right? Because as cheap as I am, I do believe that on the first date, the guy should pay. My wife will yell at that because I don't know the last time we went out and I paid. But anyway, the guy should pay. Can you imagine you meet someone, you think on the app, you guys are hitting it off pretty well. Then you get there and they're just a completely different person. You know people like that? I mean, outside of dating, do you know people who, when you talk to them via text, when you talk to them on the phone, they're a completely different person than when you talk to them in person? Like when you go out and say, hey, we're going out for a football game, and you and your friends are having a back and forth, and like their personality is completely different in person. Can you imagine now looking to date on a dating app, and the person is, you know, one type of something on the app, and then you meet them in person and they're just boring. They're just lame, right? Or you guys don't click. Or the worst one, and this is becoming an issue, and people are putting it in there. This is what the article in the New York Post was. And people are putting it in their profile. You know, if you voted for Trump, swipe left. Really? I didn't come across that in 2017. Maybe it's a little worse than it was then. But then you meet them in person, they're just a completely, you know, not the swipe left if you voted for Trump person. But, you know, someone, they seem kind, you know, you have a nice back and forth. And then you just sit at a booth at like a restaurant. And awkward silence. You know, if you meet someone at a bar, or if you meet someone at a social event, and you start talking, very rare that you'll have that awkward silence. You know, I mean, when you first start dating, no awkward silence. When you get married and you have a date plan and you take your kid to babysitters and you've just gotten over a huge argument, then you might have some awkward silence. But if you strike up a conversation at the bar and you've had a nice, you know, very low chance for awkward silence on that first date. 803-0930-STAR-930. Chris is in Tonawanda and has a comment on the GLP-1s. Again, if you're just joining us, President Trump announced new lower pricing caps for weight loss shots and an oral pill that's coming out next year. Chris, your thoughts?
Hey, Joe. Yeah, I'm on the Ozempic. I've been on it for a little over a year, and I lost over 80 pounds. I mean, I used to have bad foot pain, knee pain, back pain. I have sleep apnea. I mean, everything. It's like a miracle. It's just gone. I mean, I had to eat well. I had to eat right. I couldn't, you know, eat Big Macs and milkshakes every day like I was. But, you know, I made the commitment, and I don't have the urge, you know, for that junk food anymore. I don't understand it.
So, you know, when you talk about that urge, Chris, like when you're taking that shot, does it make you feel fuller fast, or you're never hungry? Like, how does that affect your day to day when it comes to food?
Oh yeah, it makes you fuller fast. I eat like half a sandwich and I'm full. I eat half a pork chop and I'm full, and I can usually never finish my plate. I just don't want any more. It's, you know, I used to eat like a plate and a half, two plates. And now I have no desire to, you know, gouge myself.
Now, you're still on it?
Yes, I am still on it.
Will you have to be on it for eternity, or how's that work in the next few years?
I talked to my doctor about it recently, and she's like, you know, you can stay on it, you can go off it. You know, she's like, either way. I told her I wanted to stay on it. I get it, the $15 copay. I'm with the VA. Yes. So, I mean, it's like a no brainer for me. I mean, you know, and like my son, he gives me a hard time. Like, well, how could you put that in your body and this and that? And I'm like, well, a lot of people put it in their body, you know, other things in their body. And I have a really good friend of mine. He's on it too, but he's like, he needs to lose some weight, but he's only lost like 20 pounds. And his problem, I'm like, why? What are you doing? Well, I smoke weed every night. I drink. And then I get the munchies. Well, there you go.
So, Chris, are you the thinnest you've ever been?
Not the thinnest I've ever been. I'd still like to lose maybe 10, 15 more, and I'd be happy.
So, you say you can eat comfortable. You could eat half a sandwich and be full. What's Thanksgiving dinner going to look like, Chris, at your house?
Oh, I mean, Joe, I eat like a little turkey, a little mashed potatoes and corn. And I eat like a half a slice of pie, and I'm full, and I'm just there for the family. You know, I just love to be with the family.
Well, Chris,
I'll be full.
I'm so happy that it's worked for you. And here's to, you said you want to lose 10 more pounds?
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
God bless you, Chris. I hope you lose the 10 pounds. And you mentioned the VA. So thank you, Chris, for your service to this country.
Okay. Thanks, Joe.
Chris in Tonawanda. See, lost 80 pounds, wants to lose 10 more. Again, I mean, if we want to bring obesity down, this is something that's working. Other things work too. You know, I'm just saying, like, I would never take GLP-1, Awaken. I lost, over 50 pounds. Bowerly looks amazing. Bowerly looks better now than he did when I worked on his show 12 years ago. The guy looks amazing, right? So that's worked. But for people who have tried everything, you know, why not? Why not? Stephanie in Amherst will be our last caller. Stephanie, you want to discuss these dating apps? Well, maybe tomorrow we'll bring Stephanie back for dating apps. I am proud to say, coming up next, the man has returned. It's Tom Bowerly. Tom, welcome back.
Hey, sorry. Thanks, John. I apologize. I was a little bit busy. I was working on my MASH profile and my elite singles profile and all that kind of stuff. Or am I looking for, dating with dementia? Maybe that would be, maybe that's right up my alley at this point. I keep on forgetting things. Anyway, Joe, we're going to continue with the weight loss vein, if that's okay. Because, you know, we've been talking about these shots. Personally, look. People can say, you're only saying that because you talk for Awaken 180 weight loss. No, I'm saying it because these damn shots. Tell me something. Did that sound like a good idea? Take a shot and lose weight. Do you know anybody who's taken these shots who hasn't gained the weight back in 3 months? I tried those shots. Let me tell you, I lost 20 pounds, 30 pounds, and I put it right back on with those shots because they don't teach you how to eat. That's what people don't know. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, Joe, because frankly, I don't think I'm really out of line, and I don't really think I'm crossing an HR boundary here. Joe, in the past couple of years, you've become a really sexy man.
Oh, well, Tom.
Not as sexy as Trevor, but you know, you're holding your own. Well, actually, you're not holding your own.
I'm just trying to be third behind you and Trevor, you know? And Tanner, I mean, I guess I'm fourth on the list.
You know what, Joe? I'm not good looking, but I just have that certain something.
Well, as I told you, you look better now than when I worked with you 12 years ago. I mean, it's amazing. And I also am not just saying that because I you know, get paid to talk about Awaken 180 weight loss. We lost it. And as we always say, you change the way you eat. You're not just eating the same thing while putting a shot in your belly.
Well, you know what? I mean, speaking about eating, I was supposed to have dinner with these cannibals last night. They're in town. And they gave me the cold shoulder. So a giraffe walks into a bar. The highballs are on me. So we're going to talk a little bit about the weight loss thing coming up. And I don't know, I might steal one of your topics again. The sexiest song ever topic.
Oh, yes.
It's beckoning me. It's beckoning me. Rochelle wants me to do vaccines. Oh, I'm sorry, honey, not on the list today. Uh-oh. But I'm going to come close with, she runs the show. I don't know if you know this, but
that's
she
great.
Runs the show.
I got to say, the sexiest songs, Tom, that's been, what, three weeks? I still get comments on my Facebook post about it daily.
Joe, here's a little rule of talk radio. You put your heart and soul into something very, very serious, and nobody ever mentions it. But you do one show devoted to farts, and it becomes the best work you've ever done.
I mean, it's the pride of WBEM, one of the best shows ever done on this station.
Yeah, they won't let me repeat it. I think that's pretty. I'm going to do it my last day.
I think it's great. I think it's. I think you should.
My retirement day, whenever the hell that's going to be.
I think
five, 10 years.
You should post the MP3 on your Facebook. At least people can go back. You'll get the downloads.
Yeah, but somebody's already doing it. They're doing copyright violations. We got to get legal on that. But you know what? The fart show, Joe. I knew the day I did it that nothing would ever, ever, ever come close to that. But the point is, you can take the sexy song topic. People are going to remember that, and they're going to forget the time you talked to the ghost of Abraham Lincoln.
Tom Bowerly is up next. Tom, great to have you back, my friend.
Joe, it's awesome to be back. I missed you. I missed callers. I miss people listening. I almost miss Tanner.
Oh, of course.
Almost. I love Tanner and Trevor. But you have to admit, Joe, Trevor is the best looking of all of us.
Oh, of course.
It makes me a little sick.
Of course. I mean, I'm jealous of all three of you guys' hair, so I'll tell you that.
But I don't know. Every time I look at Rochelle, I think, the hell did she see in me? And I think most people would agree.
I think she saw a stud. That's what I see. Tom Bowerly is
a dud.
Tom Bowerly is up next, 3 to 6. Don't touch that dial after the news with Puckett. Thank you, everyone, for the calls, the texts, and reaching out on social media. Means a lot. I'll talk to you tomorrow on WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
they
it.
Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.